Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Warning.
The show can be
contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really they're already threatening me over here. We have a really great show planned for you tonight. I am terribly excited, and I'm certainly looking forward to all of you all being a part of our program tonight. As I said, we have a lot that we want to cover tonight, and I want to go ahead and get started. And bring in my various co-hosts and the list of callers who will also be joining us. So I want to first say that we've been experiencing some technical difficulties over here. So if we go out, just phone back in at any point in time. And we're going to try to keep it going. We've been notified by the power company that because of a thunderstorm and tornado warning in the areas that we may lose power. But we're going to do our very best to see if we can continue with our broadcast. And I'm faithful that God will see us through. I'm going to speak that into existence by faith tonight on tonight's broadcast. Let me go ahead and welcome our co-host. We're going to go ahead and get started as quickly as possible. Oh, we're running into problems already. All right, let's see here what we can do. Go ahead, Tim. Okay. For some reason, it's not allowing me to bring in my various co-hosts. That's a new one. That's a very new one. All right, we're going to try something different. Yeah, we are still experiencing difficulties on this end. They will try and bring us in. If you all can hear me, just stay with us. We're doing everything we can to try to stay on the broadcast tonight. But for some reason, and they're working diligently on it. But even our backup system doesn't appear to be working. Live, Dallas 48. All right. If anyone can hear me out there, text me to my phone. Let me know that you can hear me as we continue on our end to do what we can to make this programming possible tonight. All right, we got to go to a third backup plan. Let me see if we can do that. We do apologize for this. For some reason. All right, some of you. You all have sent me messages that you can hear me, but it's not allowing me to bring you all in. Let's see if we can do it a different way. Don't go away. Please stand by. All right, we're going to continue. We're experiencing difficulty. We've had a tornado warning in this area. So we're going to just ask you all to please stand by. We're going to try to go to another system, a third backup system, and see if this one will work. So please stand by with us. Let me go ahead and once again, let me try it this way. Let's welcome Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hey, Dr. Walker, it's very great to be on, and I just want to give you the word for tonight, you know, persevere, and when we experience difficulty, just keep persevering, and pretty soon the lines will be open.
Thank you so very much for that. Thank you so very much. We're on the third backup system, but that's God. Only God can do that for us. Let's go and welcome Darren Beattie. Darren Beattie, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Well, hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to tonight, even though we have difficulties. That keeps the spice in life. Let it roll.
All right. Excellent. Let's go to, let's bring in Port Rosette. Port Rosette, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. So I see Dr. Rowe is already cheering you on. You're getting some motivation.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're also honored to have Dr. Patty Case. Dr. Patty Case, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you. Okay, Dr. Patty Case will probably come back to us in a moment. Let's go ahead. Patricia Parker, thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening. How everybody's doing? I'm glad to be here.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Sir Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, nice
good
to
evening,
have you
good
with
evening.
Us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. And happy, terrific, thankful Thursday. It is exciting to see another day. In a new year, and a new show ready to go. So let's go.
All right, excellent. We're going to call the first six numbers here because as we're on our third backup system, it's not coming into the queue. So let's go with 830-481. Who do we have in welcome? 830, the first six numbers of your phone number, 830-481.
That's me, Andrea.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Andrea Patterson.
Okay, Ms. Andrea Patterson. Okay, thank you for joining us. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. All right, let's see here, any more of my co-hosts. I was trying to bring in Lorenzo, but we don't have him with us this evening. He hasn't. Press 1 when you're ready to talk, you all. All right. We're on a third backup system, and God never fails, never fails. I want to go ahead and begin by reading the story, and we're going to go with that story now. Our characters in tonight's story, and all these stories are inspired by true stories. They're all true stories. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. And, of course, Ms. J is not here with us tonight, but we respect all opinions that come across the airwaves, and we certainly trust that you all will do the same, even when we don't always agree. All right, tonight's characters are Abby and Brad. Now, Abby and Brad have been, tonight's topic is, can you really motivate or inspire your spouse or anyone for that matter? Abby and Brad, this is part two. We did the first part of this back in August of 2022, last year. Abby and Brad have been married for just over 9 years. They're both 32 years old. They have two young children. Abby holds a master's degree in business. Brad dropped out of college in his first semester. Abby has a lot of energy with an extrovert-type personality. Brad, on the other hand, is more of an introvert who pretty much stays to himself. In fact, he's very laid back and will not make an extra effort to do anything outside of only what he needs to do. Only what he needs to do now. That's very important. Abby has made tremendous efforts, trying to her best to motivate or even inspire Brad to go to the next level on his job where he works in the stock room. He's after him about his education, trying to get him to go back to college. Brad insists that he does not want to do anything else because he is content in life with having a wife and family. Now, their lifestyle is not what Abby desires because they are constantly struggling to make ends meet. Brad reminds her that God will see them through, and she should also be content living in the hood. That's what he tells her. Abby does not feel safe, especially having small elementary school children in this environment. Now that she finds herself having difficulty in trying to motivate or inspire her husband, it is also reflected with their children, who also appear to be lackadaisical. Abby now feels like giving up because she has concluded that you can't motivate or even inspire your spouse or anyone else for that matter. All right, so here comes our program tonight. Can you really motivate or inspire your spouse or anyone else? Poor Rosette, I want to begin with you. Do you think it's true that what Abby said, that you can't motivate your husband or inspire anyone for that matter?
No, I don't think that's completely true, because I know even with me this week, I have been trying to motivate and inspire my students to write their essay. And so they're writing an argumentative essay about where you grow up and how that affects who you become. And so I usually pull out all the stops to make sure I get them to write something. So whether I'm just encouraging them, I'm trying to help them write something together as a class sometimes, or I'm partnering them up with someone if they don't want to do it by themselves. Maybe even offering a cookie for something that they've written. So I try to find ways to make sure we get it done. And so far, I even had one who I can tell has some kind of intrinsic motivation, because when I said, okay, we'll do it a little bit at a time, the intro, the body, the conclusion, and she was one of them, the first day, wrote the whole essay. She said she didn't even need all of that. She was good. So,
okay,
yeah, well, you can motivate some people.
Okay, all right. You really think you can. Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here. Sir Ben, do you really think that you can really motivate someone, or does motivation really come from within? Like poor Rosette is talking about her student. The young lady said to her, she doesn't need all of that other stuff, the incentives or the stimuli to get her going. She obviously knows her purpose for being there, and those other things are only external things that she doesn't need. So what makes her different from other people who you try to motivate? Benny from the block.
Can
well,
I
what
add
you
to
said
earlier. Can I add to
all
that?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is that Poor Rosette? Is that Andrea?
Yes, this is Andrea.
Okay, Jennifer Block, stand by just for a second. Go ahead, Ms. Andrea.
Okay, I work with mental health students every day. I also work with mental health patients. A lot of the times they don't have the motivation. And like you said, motivation comes from within. It doesn't mean that we cannot motivate them. The key to that is getting them to understand who they are as a person. And once they understand who they are as a person, the motivation does get better for them. It goes into effect really quickly once.
Okay, all right. So, but Ms. Andrea, you're saying you work with mental health patients, but we're looking at a scenario. Go ahead.
I'm a therapist, so I'm very familiar with what you're saying. I come across
right.
that every single day.
Okay, excellent.
It's difficult to motivate someone. Unless they're motivated, it's very, very difficult to work with them. But like
right,
I said,
right,
it doesn't mean that it can happen.
Right. So as a therapist on this end, we're talking now, I mean, it kind of, when you're talking about mental illness and you're talking about kids who, and I toy with the word normal. I really do. But people who, may be objectively inclined in another area where they're not facing as many mental challenges as others, then what sets the difference? But I'm going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. In your opinion, what sets the difference?
You know, there is a difference in that. There is a difference. And very quickly, what we call motivation for people is really just encouragement in a lot of cases. What we really should be saying is exampleship. Exampleship is the best form of a
form of motivation that we can ever have. You could be around a person every day and still be as positive as you want to. And until they latch on to something they can see and grab hold of, they're just going to see you as a person that just is doing one thing good. That's it. Oh, well, he's good. He's bad. So motivation is not necessarily in their view, but if they watch you and watch what you do, they will be captivated by what you're doing. See, we always want to say what we say and what we do to help people. It's really not what we say. It's the life that we live that encourage other people to want to and be involved and adapt to that. So I say, yes, I understand motivation as that word, but really exampleship should be a greater word than motivation, because really you can't really motivate anybody to do something unless they have a willingness to want to be motivated.
Okay, all right. Dr. Patty Cates, are you online with us? Dr. Patty Cates?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome to tonight's podcast. Dr. Patty Cates, what is your thoughts in terms of trying to motivate or inspire someone? Let's say, for example, a spouse. Have there been times when you wanted your spouse to do something and you just couldn't find no way to inspire or motivate him?
Oh, yes. I feel like that's a common theme for me. But, you know, I believe with the "we're coming with from within" comment that was made earlier, because you can try to inspire somebody as much as possible. But,
right.
You know, I mean, TED Talks, Anthony Robbins, sermon, but I feel like it's a common struggle between most marriages, because you have an expectation that you want something done a certain way, and you think if you motivate them that that's going to change their belief system to make it important to them. But they're their own person with their own reasons for doing things or not doing things. And, yeah, so I think – what was the exact question? Because I think –
do you think that you can inspire, motivate? Have there been times when you tried to motivate or inspire your husband and it just didn't work?
Oh,
and you
yeah.
did answer that. You said yes.
Yeah.
Right. We're
going to
ask you. Yeah. We're going to ask you to stand by, Dr. Patty Cates. We've got we're on our third backup system. We have four backup systems that we use, and now we're down to the third one because of the tornado warnings here in Georgia and the inclement weather that we've been affected by. So I thank God that we're able to go to these backup systems and it's working. So as such, information is not coming through the queue properly. So I'm going to call, we got some people online. I want to call your first six numbers and tell us who you are that's joining us this evening. Okay, let's go ahead. And the first, 917-734, who do we have with us? And thank you.
Hi, Doc. Good evening, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is Camille.
Okay, Ms. Camille, thank you for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you with us. We're going to ask you, just quickly here, do you think you can actually motivate someone? You know, motivate them, even if you step out of your building where you live and you have a neighbor and you just can look at each other and just start laughing. Is that motivation?
Well, I don't have any scientific proof. But I think that in this day and age, I think especially the young adults, you give them an incentive and you can motivate them. You got to give them in this day and age of instant gratification you give them an incentive and you can motivate them. That's my unscientific opinion.
Okay, very good. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to some phone lines once again. Pastor for Greatness, we want to bring you in here and welcome you to tonight's program. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Pastor for Greatness, do you think that you can actually motivate someone or inspire them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It depends on the individual, and it depends on if they're ready to move forward. You know, sometimes you have to continue to work with someone if you have that patience. But yes, absolutely.
All right, we're certainly going to ask you. We're going to ask you to stand by tonight. I mean, let's take a look at the report. Rebecca, I want to go to you and ask you about Abby and Brad.
This lady is at the point where she's about to give up. She is absolutely at the point where she's about to give up on her husband because she can't seem to motivate him. So what do you say about that? Poor Rosette. Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel that maybe she has to either have like a friend talk with him or just kind of pray about it, because if he's not ready, then it could be like she's nagging him, because I think you said that she said a few things to him about different things, whether it's work or whether it's going back to college, and he's saying that, you know, he's happy, you know, just having his family, and so maybe it's just not the right timing. So, but she just has to continue to do what, you know, what she feels she needs to do, and in time maybe, you know, it's going to catch up with him too in terms of, you know. But I don't like the idea, though, that he's content with living in the hood and not trying to see what she's saying as far as the safety of the kids and them doing what they can to, you know, have a better lifestyle for the safety of the children.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor, I want to bring you in here. We got noise in some of the background. If you can mute yourself in the background, please. If you can mute yourself in the background, if you've got noise in your background, please. Because we're on our third system, and it's difficult to tell where it's coming from. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. And poor Rosette is saying you got to pray for someone. But, Pastor Roll, I don't see God imposing his will on somebody. If you don't want to get up out of this chair and go look for work, then why would God impress upon you to get up out of that chair and go to work if he gave you life?
Well, Dr. Walker, I'll first say I noticed when you began, you know, of the talk, you know, you talked about Abby and you talked about Brad, and one of the things you said about Brad, you know, the kind of person he was, and but also he said that God will see us through, you know, and some people just use that to do nothing. But what everybody has said before you brought me on is very, very good, you know. Inspiration. You got to know how to inspire people. You know, you got to know how to be patient, as one of my sister had just meant, you know. But long story short, you know, you can inspire people by telling them what they are and giving them incentives. You know, for example, I would say Mary, Martha, you know what? You are awesome, you know. In this and that, they might not really be awesome, but if they hear it long enough, pretty soon they'll begin to believe it, you know. And then, you know, you are awesome. I like the way you are doing whatever thing you want to say. Let's go out. I'm going to treat you out to lunch or something like that. If you keep telling a person positive thing, pretty soon they'll believe it. Now, like if you got children, you know, long story short, another 15 seconds. You ain't going to be nothing. You just like your daddy. You ain't going to be nothing. Pretty soon that person began to believe they ain't going to be nothing. But you got to know how to speak positive things to them. If you speak it long enough, they will believe. That's my thoughts on that, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy, my take on this, and this is everyone else has given their opinion, and I'm giving mine. And part of mine may be from my therapeutic background and also my own experiences. I have a tendency to think that you can't really motivate anyone. And it certainly depends. But it has to come from within you. That motivation has to come from within. And when it comes to inspiration, I think that if you are intrinsically inclined to desire something, whether it's coming out of your environment, whether it's wanting to be on a championship. I mean, we can try to hype people up. If you want to call that inspiration, like Dr. Patty Cakes talks about Tony Robbins and talks about others out there who give inspiring messages. getting you to believe, it comes down to that intrinsic belief in yourself. I can do this. I can do this. But it will have to come from, I believe, within. Because why would God, and Pastor Will, we were trying to touch on that, why would God inspire somebody or motivate somebody to get up out of this chair unless he's going to put some fire up under it? Dr. Patty Case, I want to bring you in here now. I mean, would it take some fire from God to get somebody moved? Okay, perhaps Dr. Pat, I mean, Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, maybe she's
okay,
not here.
I'm here. I'm here. But you dressed me, then you asked for Dr. Patty.
Okay, Darren okay. Deedy. Let's go to you. Darren
I believe, yes, of course. I agree with, you know, having to inspire people, let them know how what worth they are. I think you can inspire people. Just by showing them love, letting them know how wonderful they are, that is a very powerful tool. Even though they might be a slacker, but they're slacking so good. You know what I mean? But you don't tell them that. Just not everybody's at the same level. But if you start allowing them to believe that they are worth something, or you know, just a simple good morning, or wow, I like that shirt. It's beautiful. You know, just giving them a little bit of a spark that makes them feel good or something. But you can definitely, you know, you've heard the saying, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink it. Oh, yes, you can. You know, if you want to inspire somebody, allow your energy to spill onto them. You know, be contagious, if anything, and let them know that they can do and be anything that they want to be.
Well, you know, Darren Deedy, this is the first time in my life I've ever heard that response that you just gave, that you, the old saying, the old adage is that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And for you to respond and say, yes, you can. I've never heard that in my life before, that you can. Because I'm thinking if you're trying to motivate somebody and you're trying to use force to inspire or motivate that person to act, then, I mean, what makes that horse drink unless you've deprived that horse of water for so long that it's almost like it's become so weakened for thirst because it has an intrinsic need of water now that now the
right.
horse wants to drink.
Yes.
But it still comes down to that horse. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Yes.
Let's go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, thank you for joining us. It's good to have you with us this evening. Welcome. Lorenzo, do we have you on the air? All right, let's
yes,
go over
here.
To all right. Lorenzo,
yeah.
Do you think that you can inspire somebody? Do you think you can motivate somebody? I don't think that you can. I think you can place them in an environment, and it has to be unlocked from within them. I want to do this now. I'm going to do it. Because otherwise, you're going against someone's will. Just quickly, we're running out of time, you all. Please.
Yeah, I agree with you. It depends on the person, what he's got within himself, or if he got the get up and go to do it. You know, a lot of people say that they're going to do it, they procrastinate, and then after a while they start off real fast, but then as you go on, they constantly, you know what I mean, fall off. But it depends on the person if they're going to finish what they start.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Fashion for Greatness, I want to bring you in here. Fashion for Greatness, you said earlier that, yes, you can motivate or inspire someone. Please help me understand that, because I don't think that you really can.
Wow, Dr. Jesse, I'm surprised that you're saying that you can. I'm really shocked. I am really shocked,
okay.
Absolutely. And I heard someone say on the line that that you know you tell that person, oh, that they look nice or something like that. Now, I wouldn't say that because you have to when you're trying to encourage and inspire somebody, it has to be sincerely from the heart. You know, not just to be saying something to somebody, to be saying something and see what you're going to get out of it. But I think I heard another person say, you know, agree with being patient. And that is something has to be done naturally in you as an individual person. But you absolutely can inspire someone. You absolutely can encourage someone.
I mean, it has to be something that's inside of you to actually do those things. But those things that definitely can be done. I mean, you do it to your children, right? Even though they listen to you. I mean, growing up, to tell them to do certain things. But they do things because they're inspired by you. They're encouraged by you. So you put those things in them for them to grow. And it doesn't matter the socioeconomic background. I don't think so.
Well, you know, you threaten your kids at an early age enough that they have no real choice but to do what you tell them to do. That's when they're underage and they want to stay up in your house. They have to follow your rules. So it's just like in my house, you were not allowed to make a C. And they were all in honors classes. And my daughter made a C one time in third grade. And she said, Dad, with all due respect, that C would be an A if we were in regular class. I said, you're not regular kids. And she was right. But the thing was, you know, they had, you know, I created an environment for them where they had to be self-driven. They had to be self-driven. So when I'm saying we've got noise in somebody's background and it's picking up in the studio, if you can mute yourself, we would greatly appreciate that. Please and thank you. So what happens is when I say that you can't motivate or inspire someone, you can put it out there. But it still comes down intrinsically to that person's desire. That person's desire. It's like, okay, now I get up. If take, for example, a man who might want to, Brad in this story tonight, if he's not going to go out and get a job, I mean, he's got a job, but his wife's trying to get him to go back to college. He dropped out in his first semester, and she wants him to do better on his job. Well, now she's fed up. She's upset because it's affecting the children. They're not even motivated. So now, you know, sometimes it takes a stimuli, some force of energy, some incentive. If she threatens that, listen, I can't take this anymore. If she does something, if she leaves him for a while, okay, that it's still his behavior that becomes intrinsically moved or motivated and says, I want my wife back so badly that I got to do something different, you know, than what I've been doing. So it took her act to cause his act, you know, action and reaction. I want to go ahead and we're going to ask you to stand by, Fashion for Greatness. We're still experiencing trouble with our lines here. I want to go back in and bring in Ms. Andrea, who's got also experience in mental health and so forth. Ms. Andrea, thank you for your patience. I want to come back to you now, and I want to ask you, let me see if we still have, yes, we do. And I want to ask you, do you think seriously, as a therapist yourself, that you can really, truly motivate or inspire someone? And explain that for us in 25 seconds or less, please.
Definitely you can. The best way to motivate someone is to tell them about the good things about themselves. You have to get the person to understand the good qualities that they have. All the time it's very, very difficult, but there's got to be something good in that person that you can encourage them to say. And the more they say it, the more they believe in themselves.
Okay, we're going to certainly ask you that. Benny from the block. I want to bring you back in, Benny from the block, and ask you the question. Now here we have it where, you know, Abby is fed up. Do you think, there's probably no doubt she loves her husband. Of course she loves her children, but she'll take the children with her. Do you think her marriage is worth it to experiment at this point and think and be consider leaving him to get him to act?
Not at all. I think that would be probably a more prudent way to get his attention. See, a lot of times we don't really recognize the fact that you can keep saying something, but after a while, it's like the effect of most things in life. Like when we went to church, they were teaching us some things about, like, well, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. They use fear. But see, the thing about fear is you get to a place, you say, well, I don't really care about that anymore, and you become habituated to fear because you don't feel the same fear that they're trying to tell you. It's the same thing with motivation. After a while, people don't want, I ain't going to do that, because they know you're going to do the same thing. You're going to respond the same way. So they don't have the same inclination to want to change or do different because you've allowed them to be that way for a period of time. If she leaves and takes the kids, now you got a 911 emergency situation, and he realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm about to lose my family. So that light bulb comes on, that epiphany comes on, and sometimes you got to we talk about tough love, tough marriages, because if we want marriages to work, we got to be tough in our marriages because we need two people now. And so when you realize you're by yourself and you're looking crazy, you better come to the real conclusion. I need to go and motivate myself to go get my wife and my children and bring them back.
Okay, so what I'm asking you, Benny from the block, is this here, because you kind of, I'm kind of confused on what you're saying. I'm asking you the question, should she leave him to cause him to, you know, that action brings about a reaction. So if she's fed up, and even it could be to leave him might mean a separation period because she's fed up. So at the end of the day, even in marriage, you're still that individual. You're still that individual. And it's about your intrinsic being, even though you're considered one. At some point, I mean, it's like, what do? You just settle? You tolerate stuff? Or you get to the point where your cup has run over? We're only human. Give me your thoughts on that real quickly, Benny from the block.
Okay, so which I thought I was clear, I said she should leave so that
she can
get a response. Yeah, she should leave so she can get a response. Because we don't have time to waste time with people anymore. Yeah, we don't have time to waste time. If you're a grown adult man with a family of kids or a grown adult woman of a family and kids, if your only concern is about what you want, you're in a bad situation. Mm. You got to look at it from, hey, I realize I made a commitment to myself, my family, and God to work this out. And so whatever is necessary, we as men, what is ever necessary to maintain my family, I'm willing to do. And so therefore, if my wife had to hit me upside the head to get me to be motivated, I don't care about talking or whatever, if she has to hit me over the head, run over me in the car to get me to motivate me, to get me to be in the position I'm supposed to be in, by all means, go for it.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Women, you know, and Sir Ben, I'm sure, I mean, we're on the same page with this here. There's a lot of power that women have. And so I want to just say this here, and I want to go, we're going to go ahead and welcome Ms. Joyce. Ms. Joyce, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Nice to have you.
Thank you. So sorry. Apologize for my tardiness. I've had a few things going on and also not feeling very well the last few weeks. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I hope you feel better. Ms. Joyce, just quickly here, I'll ask you, give us 10 seconds or less. Do you think you can motivate someone or inspire them? Just quickly.
I don't know if I could motivate anyone, but maybe be an inspiration to someone, you know, in my life, which I just had a conversation with a person yesterday I was talking to, and they told me that I was a great inspiration to them.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So it's still, even if we hear things that are inspiring, it's like, I want to be like this. I want to do this. I want to go in here, and Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in, and we're going to go to some of the others in just a moment. Ms. Camille, we're going to come back to you in a moment. Pastor Roll, so, okay, let's just take this to the Bible for a moment. Pastor Roll, in 20 seconds or less, was Adam motivated when he took that fruit from Eve and without question just partook of it? Was he motivated? Was he inspired? Now, I want you to think deeply about that question, and please answer that question for me and to the best of your ability. Was he, when he had instructions, do not touch this tree and do not eat from it. Don't touch it and don't eat from it. But Eve, we know the story, and we're not blaming women, of course, but I'm just saying she was beguiled, and she took this fruit, and then she gave it to him, and he did eat. So was he inspired by her because her beauty, her physique? Oh, my goodness. He had never, all those animals he had been taking care of, now he sees the most beautiful thing he had ever seen. Nothing like that. And so he couldn't see himself being without her. So was he inspired? Was he motivated? Pastor Roll, 20 seconds or less.
Well, you've said a lot, you know, a lot of times we are inspired when we are beguiled, you know, you got these negative spirits, satanic spirit, the serpent spirit that, you know, spoke to him and you know, everything was so intertwined you got to know how to separate, we're all motivated by thoughts, and things like that. But you got to know what spirit you're listening to. Long story short on that. But we got, give me 15 more seconds. We got reset a lot. And I'll just kind of deviate just a little bit. I put 20 years in the Marine Corps, but I was also a drill instructor. They called it boot camp. And when they came into boot camp, they learned discipline. Long story short, when the parents came to the graduation, they said, how you been able to do things in 6 weeks that we haven't been able to do in 18 or 19 years, But peer pressure, there's ways that you can get people to, to get straight and get right. But we could, that's another subject. But that person, you tell them who they are. You are a Marine. You okay. are a, for other people that might be on the call. You are a soldier. You are a, whatever branch you are. You tell them that long enough, pretty soon they'll believe. That's all I got to say right now because I know we got time constraints.
All right, thank you so very much for that. I want to go back and bring in Porter Rosette. Porter Rosette, I'm still struggling with this. Thinking that we can motivate someone, I'm really struggling with that, to actually think that we can motivate someone or inspire someone, like in Brad's case. But perhaps, and the question wasn't really answered. Paul Rosette, let me put it to you. Did Eve motivate or inspire Adam to partake of their fruit? Yes or no? And if so, why or why not?
Yeah, I think he was inspired to partake of the fruit because he didn't want to lose Eve. And I know that Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And so we do have the ability to inspire or motivate people. And hopefully it's for good and not evil.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Our queue has taken us out of a queue because we're on our third backup system. I'm going to call the first six numbers and let me know who is there. We may have missed something here. 713-249. Who do we have?
This is Patricia Baldwin. And I do believe that, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts, Ms. Baldwin.
I think that you can motivate an individual, but you have to know what actually drives them. If I know what drives you, I can utilize that to motivate you into doing more. If you, Adam and Eve, as you spoke of, already had her physical attributes to drive Adam to accept.
Good. I like that. That was very nicely put.
What motivates one individual may not motivate another. So it's an individual process that you have to know what generates that person to move forward.
Okay. That was very nicely put. And, I mean, I couldn't agree even more that she had the physical attributes. And, boy, Rosette, you also said in there, he didn't want to lose Eve. I mean, after looking at them animals, cows, horses, dogs, cats, and then you see something look like this, after you wake up. I mean, and then, now, I mean, when you think about it, Port Rosette, I want to come back to you in just a second, but Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here because now he says, when God asked him about the situation, he says, the woman you gave me. Now, see, we have so many different concepts of Adam, responding to God like this. It's almost like Adam was talking back. Adam was using that as a defense. But what Adam was saying, he's like, I can kind of interpret that, well, God, the woman you gave me, I mean, what you, God, I'm not trying to get in trouble with you. I'm just asking this kind of question respectfully, Lord. And it's like, what did you expect? You gave me all these animals to deal with, and then you put me to sleep, and I wake up, and I see something looking this gorgeous next to me. I mean, the woman you gave me, I mean, I couldn't help myself. Ladies, I want to come out here and ask you right now, and for example, I want to just say to you, have you, and we may have mentioned this on the air before, have you ever with a spouse or with a son, and I'm talking males in particularly, where, you know, the male may not be feeling well, and you just make something for him, whether it's tea, he doesn't even know what kind of tea it is. And you could have been mad with him. And he says, well, he might say, well, what is this? And you say, just drink it. Port Rivet, has that ever happened to you? And they drink it without question?
Oh, yes. You know, I think that, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel that, that yes, if, you know, especially, you know, because normally I would have a good relationship, you know, with people. If I'm offering them something like ginger tea or something that,
yeah,
you know, is going to make them feel better, then I think they'll be motivated to drink it, especially because I'm talking so good about the benefits that they're going to receive from it, you know. Oh, you'll
right.
be better
well,
in no time. And so,
yeah,
yes.
But this is a different scenario. We're not talking about – we're talking about your spouse or your son. You know, or a brother, your brother. We're talking about that male. We're not trying to tell them the benefits of it, but they just simply, if they're not feeling well, and you say, you make some tea for them, and you simply say that, they may say, what is that? And you say, just drink it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that they trust me enough to where they would drink it.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, without question. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Dr. Pettycakes, I want to bring you back in here just for a second here. And Dr. Pettycakes, you know, your spouse, have you ever just given him, and this is what happens to us as men. I've, you know, if the woman is mad at me, she could have been poisoning me. I would have just drank it. We do the same thing that Adam did. It's like, Lord, the woman you gave us, you know, it's like, just drink this. Just drink, you know, even if it's some food sometimes, just eat this. Dr. Pattycakes, have you ever just given him that and he just said, you know, he want to know what it is. We do want to know what it is. But when you give that command, just eat it. Just drink it. Dr. Pattycakes, has your husband ever done that?
Has he ever listened to something I said just like that?
Yeah, when you if he wasn't feeling well and you gave him some tea, it could have been some kind of concoction that you put together.
Yes.
And you just said,
yes,
just drink this, honey. What? Yeah.
Yes.
So
he would drink it. Yes, 100%. He would do it. I line up all the different things and give it to him, and he doesn't even ask me any questions about it. He just throws them in the doctor's room.
You see that kind of – so now my question becomes, Dr. Pettycakes, is that influence or is that inspiration – or is it something else, just trust, or all three? What is it?
I think it's trust. I don't really think it's inspiration because he half the time just doesn't even believe in the vitamins I take or anything like that. But I think it's just you trust that person would not feed you something dangerous, you know, so you're like, okay, I'll take it.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Please stand by for we're going to take a commercial break right quickly. One of our sponsors, Ms. Marjorie Cross, we certainly welcome her and thank you for your patience as well. Ms. Cross, go ahead and make a commercial break at this time. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You're welcome. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Roll, and good evening to all the co-hosts on the show and everyone that's listening. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse and also a health and wellness consultant. You're one of the most, one of the outstanding companies in the world. And we have over 150 health products that may be able to help you with any health condition, collagen and a lot of other products. Anyway, you can reach me at 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And I just want to say, please give me a call. And Happy New Year. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to you all. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so very much.
Wow.
Let's go on with our programming tonight. And I want to go ahead and we're going to bring in Ms. Andrea back on the scene with us tonight. Let's bring her back in. And we got some comments that we're going to take. We're running out of time. Fort Rosette, we're going to have you close us out tonight. Would you do that, Fort Rosette, at the appointed time?
Yes.
All right, very good. All right, then let me go ahead. You got about 18. No, you only have about 8 minutes before we bring the show to a close. I've got to hurry up, you all. We got 15 seconds left. I don't want to have to cut anybody off. Please, you all, respond to these comments that are coming in. Ms. Andrea, we're going to give you the very first one. And this female, okay, she writes in, she says, in reference to can you really motivate or inspire your spouse or anyone for that matter? Well, if you really think you can motivate your spouse, you are only fooling yourself, she says. I tried for over 7 years while married to my husband, who just did not want to do anything extra except work on a dead-end job and later continued to be a couch potato, just like in the story tonight. After 12 years of marriage, I had to let it go. Don't waste your time trying to motivate someone. What do you say about that, Ms. Andrea?
Well, I do agree with her to a certain extent, and I do go back to the statement that someone said earlier. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't force them to drink. You can continue to inspire that person, but that person is not going to go anywhere if they don't want to, unless they want to.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Thank you for your commentary on that. Darren Deedy, I want to go in here to you now. You're the one that said you think that you can actually lead a horse to the water and make that horse drink. I don't understand that one, but here's the next. We want to explain that a little bit for 15 seconds or less, please.
Okay.
Darren Deedy?
I actually can. If you the energy you throw out and people are attracted to it and they're attracted to you and they find you attracted to them, and, you know, you just simple compliments, you know, that you need, you know, good morning. You know, people don't always say good morning to other people or acknowledge them. But if they like what's inside you, they want to have whatever you're drinking. So if that's what I have and they want to drink a little, I'm going to lead them to the water, you know? So you can inspire people, whether it's to be, get a little more fit, let's change your diet, just be a little more happy, you know, and a little more assertive as far as, you know, speaking up and being a real live body. You know, so many people are just so introverted, you know, so that's where I'm going to.
Okay, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. So it still comes down to that individual. Very good. We're going to actually stand by. Let's go here, and we're going to go to Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, we still have you. Perhaps he's on mute. Okay, Ben from Block, just comment, 15 seconds or less, because we're almost out of time. This male, he writes in, he says, if you meet someone who is not self-motivated to your liking, this is very important here, then do yourself a huge favor and run as fast as you can. Ben from the Block, why are they saying that, in your opinion? If you meet somebody who's not self-motivated to your liking, run as fast as you can.
Because he understands what he's looking for and what he's desired. He desires to have someone who is a self-motivator. If he's got to come in and be a self-motivator for that person, then that means that he's doubled his task for the relationship that he wants to work. And right now we need mutual relationships, not one-sided relationships. So, yes, he should run fast until you run into somebody who has that motivation.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Passion for Greatness, I want to bring you in here. Passion for Greatness, quickly here, 15 seconds or less. This female writes in, can you really motivate or inspire your spouse or anyone for that matter? Until you learn that motivation or inspiration has to come from within, then what you do in an effort for someone else may only cause bigger frustration to you. Passion for Greatness, your thoughts on that? She's saying you could actually become, you're frustrating yourself by doing that.
You're frustrating yourself by what?
The question is, she says, until you learn that motivation or inspiration has to come from within a person, then what you do in an effort for someone else may only cause bigger frustration to you. Is that true? in your opinion?
It depends on the individual person and it depends on the patient. Yes, I would say yes and no. It just depends on who the person is.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Brother Lorenzo, I want to bring you in here and ask you on this note, can you motivate and inspire someone? Think about this for a moment. This female, she says, take stock of your relationship right now. Think about your relationship right now, where you are, and ask yourself the question, is my spouse or anyone I know have become motivated or inspired by something I said or something that I did for them? If not, there's your possible answer to tonight's question. Brother Lorenzo, how do you respond to that?
I'm going to respond to it like this. A long time ago, I was working with my father. And so he told me to be ready at 7 o'clock. I wasn't ready at 7 o'clock. I came out at 7:01, and he left at 7. So the next day, he came at 7, and I was ready. And so he told me, he said, look, you want to be here at 7 o'clock, I'm going to leave you like anybody else. Just call you my son. That don't mean I won't leave you. That taught me a very valuable lesson. If you want to get up in the morning, you can get up. If you don't want to get up and do what you want to do, hey, you're going to get it left.
Right.
So you got to inspire your own self something. You got to inspire your own self sometimes. You can inspire people. They want to. People going to do right or they ain't. Or they're not going to do right. I could have took the ladder and just kept on getting in there late, and he would have kept on leaving me. And then it would have fired me.
Right. That's the exact point that I'm trying to make tonight, you all. It still comes down to the individual to be motivated or inspired. You could have still come out at 7:03 at another time, but your father was gone. That tough love taught you a valuable lesson, just like you're saying. So there took a stimuli to actually move you to doing something, but it had to come from within you. That was the fire that he set up under you to say, you either do this, I'm not making an exception for you. Thank you for that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Dr. Patty Cakes, I want to give you this comment here. You and Pastor Roll, the same one. Oh, we're almost out of time. I got to hurry up. Dr. Patty Cakes, 15 seconds or less. This male, he says, my wife and I have tried for years to motivate or even inspire our children. Now all three of our children are adults and still as lazy as when they were home as children. I think the problem we may have caused was that we enabled them. Sometimes there are times when people have to figure it out for themselves. Dr. Patty Cakes, is that right? Just let them figure it out for themselves?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, there's someone in the background. What was the exact question?
Yeah. Can you sometimes just let people figure it out for themselves and don't bother to motivate or inspire them? Anyone? Just quickly, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here with the final one. Pastor Roll, can you motivate or inspire someone, in your opinion, just quickly?
Yes, you can. You can inspire people through love and just trying to love.
We're going to ask you to stand by. All right, before Port Rosette comes to close out, Ms. Joyce, I want to go back to you just for a second. Ms. Joyce, just quickly, do you really believe that now, after you've heard everything that we said, that, yes, you can still motivate or inspire someone?
It actually, I think it depends on the person and what you're trying to motivate them to do, who the person is. Is it a child? Is it an adult? Some people just can't be motivated to do I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, couldn't motivate her husband to do anything other than sit on the couch and be a couch potato. So some people just can't be motivated, you are not an inspiration.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Ms. Camille, are you still on the line with us? Camille? All right, perhaps not. Poor Rosette, we're going to turn it over to you to close us out. Can you really motivate or inspire your spouse or anyone else for that matter? Part two. Close us out, please.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you can motivate or inspire someone. You just need the right stimuli at the end of the run. It isn't easy, though. Sometimes people need more time to grow.
All right, on that note, You need a stimuli. That's what we talked about tonight. Listen, we're completely out of time here tonight, you all. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us tonight. Those of you all who we were not able to get to on the phone lines, we're going to encourage you to call in at least 5 to 7 minutes earlier for the broadcast. Tomorrow night you want to join us. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. And then we'll be back here Saturday morning at 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Tomorrow morning. I mean Saturday morning. But tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we'll be back on the air live with the topic, Does God motivate or inspire us to do his purpose or his will? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. The question becomes, does God motivate or inspire us to do his purpose or his will? And then Saturday morning, we got a very special guest speaker, Pastor Rowe. Pastor Castile Rowe will be our guest speaker Saturday morning. So you don't want to miss his speech as well, you all, his sermon. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be here Saturday morning from 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass that program, we'll be back here live next Thursday for a topic that you don't want to miss. For a topic next Thursday, until tomorrow or Saturday or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
show and great close. That was a nice to the point closing. He was a good close.
Oh. Amen.
Good night, Pastor Lowe, and good night, Dr. Walker, and good night, everyone. You all did great.
Good night.
Yeah, right? So I have